you got tears in my eyes. This is exactly what I wanted.
Man, just I was gonna say the same thing. It's just it's so fun to look at a mom and a daughter singing together. That's great, you know. And you blend really beautifully. I love your voice, Ariel.
Thank you.
Oh wait, who's Ariel?
I'm Ariel.
I love your voice, Daisy.
Daisy.
The daughter was Ariel. Okay. So and you too, Ariel. Okay. Yeah, very nice. I think one of the things that maybe we can, you would be singing this in different circumstances, different situations. I don't know if would they have a mic.
I can make it happen. I was thinking about giving them separate mics.
Yeah, our separate mic might be good. I don't know. That's just something to try. But Daisy, when you sing that very first song, I was listening to you sing the last verse, Father in Heaven. You sang that out you just let it soar when you were singing it with your mom's voice supporting you. Can you give me that same voice on that very first verse too? Okay? So, in other words, just sing, I want to just tell you, sing it louder so that we can hear your beautiful voice, the beautiful instrument, okay?
I'm a little timid.
So another thing too is getting I don't know, it's like I said, we may have the two mics, but let's go ahead and just put it right there, a little closer to you this time. When you sing, can you what you're doing is you're kind of rocking around a little bit. I noticed that. Did you notice it?
No.
People usually.
You were kind of trying to keep the beat.
Yeah, you're trying to.
Counting with your body.
Exactly. Yeah, so you're going, Father, you're like every syllable there. So can you think about that and just kind of, don't get stiff. Don't get stiff. Just relax, but just, it's hard to just kind of hold still. Whoops, you probably heard that term from mom a few times in your life, right?
Okay. Yes, when you're doing my hair, you're like, yes.
So if you can just sing it out and let that, here's your energy right here. Yeah, instead of the whole body, okay? So relax your arms. I see you stiffing your arms. Just keep your arms relaxed. That's good. Okay? So can you just get used to your voice being in the mic? Say, teach me to walk. Go ahead.
Teach me to walk.
Now, this time without leaning toward the mic. Just say it. Make it that loud, though, from where you are.
Teach me to walk.
Even a little bit more. That was great.
Teach me to walk.
Even biggest yet. One more.
Teach me to walk.
Okay. All right. So do you see how you have to sing out a little bit more to get that mic to pick up your voice? Okay. So if we have handheld mics, it may be different. But I still think if you sing it with that energy, it's gonna mean more to us. Okay. All right. So let's try that and see if you can just sing that first verse in that beautiful voice that I heard when you sang the third verse. Okay? All right? So here we go. Ready? Even though the piano's soft, you let your voice soar over it.
Teach me to.
So beautiful.
Home run.
Absolutely. Good. That was awesome.
Okay. sometimes when we sing, we get a little nervous or whatever it is, or we feel insecure and we want to hide the voice. Our brain tells you, whoa, don't sing out. You might make a mistake or you might crack or something like that. Your voice was so much better when you sang like that. Okay? So you just put it on the line.
Listening to your brain.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Sure. Our brain can interfere with us sometimes. Sometimes
you say, I'm not good at singing, your brain won't believe it.
That's exactly right. Hey, I'm gonna record that for the future.
Right.
That's exactly right. The other thing is I was doing this. Did you see me? Mm-hmm. With my hand. So if you think that your words just traveling all the way slowly to way out there, okay? Like it's soaring or flying.
Like if when I'm real performing and people are saying far, I would have to make it loud so people could hear.
Exactly, right.
Daisy, yes, right. I have to hear you back here.
Okay? All right.
I'm gonna stand back here. Listen to Mark, but I'm gonna stand back here.
Okay. Let's do it again one more time. That was so beautiful that time, okay?
Do I like stop at the end of my part?
You mean at the end of the verse?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of my mom sings?
Well, yeah, we'll get to her in a minute.
Okay. It's all you, right?
Okay. All right, here we go. Now remember, even though it's soft, you're going to let your voice soar out there.
Just don't look at her, because then you'll start crying.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the ground past her.
Well, she was looking at her.
I know. That was what was sweet about that.
That would be really nice if your eyes could connect. That would be so nice. And it'll seem like forever that you're looking at, okay? But just, it'll look really cool from out here, okay?
And for the third verse?
No, second verse. Okay. The third verse will probably have both of you sing out. But she's singing to you. She's saying, come, little child, okay? All right, so keep that eye contact in there, okay? And you can wait until she sings her first word. And when you hear that first word, just let your eyes connect, okay? All right, so let's try that with the interlude, okay? You just finished.
She just did light.
First, okay? You just finished, so keep looking out. You don't want to look down. It doesn't mean I'm done. It means that I'm still in this, okay?
And then when she says,
I'm there. And then when she comes, there you go. Okay.
All right. It's like you're listening to her. It's like she's talking to you. Listen. Oh, I missed it.
When I start talking, did you see what you just did? You waited until I started talking and then you naturally looked at me.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Yeah, when you start talking to me, Daisy.
There you go.
You went like this. That is not how you look at me when I start talking. You go like what?
Natural.
Make it natural. Yeah. Don't look at me like a robot.
Yeah, don't turn until after child.
Don't turn until after, okay? Because you respond to her words, okay? You answer her words with your look.
It's okay. That's okay.
You have the melody, right?
She has the melody, though.
Okay. Yeah, so just sing what you know from the first verse, it's the very same there. Okay? All right? Good. Hey, Mom, can you put your right arm down? That looks a little bit.
I have a.
So that's good. And just, it's very consistent, very beautiful. I know it's always hard to try to do that. Carry through the come little child together we'll learn. Wonder if you didn't follow the rest and just said of his commandments that we may return home to his presence and then get a catch breath after presence so that we may return home to his presence. See, to me those two phrases go together. You think you can do that?
Breathe after presence instead.
After presence, so it's a, okay. It's a catch breath too. So it's a really long phrase if you did it without a breath. I'm just assuming you probably would need the catch breath after presence to finish the phrase after that.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and start your verse again one more time. And all right. Yeah. Let's keep it there. That's good.
Mark, to get her through that phrase, what if she went home to his presence that we may return?
It's the phrase before. It's the phrase before that's the problem.
So what's the lyrics?
So breathe in between commandments that of his commandments.
Come little child that, what is it?
So the part right before is of his commandments that we may return.
So it's after commandments.
Of his commandments.
Sing the that as an eighth note instead of an eighth, instead of a quarter note. So it's
okay.
To his presence that we may return to his presence.
Yeah, that free.
And then get another breath after presence.
Oh, by his commandments that he may, that we may return to his presence is really the message that one phrase is what he's.
Yeah, that's to me, yeah. That's the important.
So you get a cheap breath after command.
Okay. Just go ahead and sing it this time. You don't have to sing it to her.
Okay. I look at her?
Beginning of the verse?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
For a second. What?
Beginning of the verse?
Yeah, let's do it from the beginning of the verse. I'll kind of conduct you in the verse. So
okay.
Whatever. Talk to it. We're all talking about it.
Come,
you still got to be sure you got enough to finish it, because it is long enough as it is.
Yeah.
All right. It's just nice to sing it differently sometimes.
I agree. It was
the congregation,
and it's actually more
never sing it that way.
No.
So the next question then is, can she do that whole first phrase in one breath?
And everyone's used to hearing it one breath. So.
That's a long time. That was where she got trapped before.
Yeah.
But
so you're gonna come, little child. You could take a catch breath there, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it, after commandments worked.
And together we'll learn of his commandments.
It's tough to get the grammatical phrase.
Yeah.
In there.
I think my opinion is sing the first phrase like you usually do.
Yes.
And then just sing the second phrase differently, okay?
Okay.
All right. It brings more import into returning home to his presence. And, you know, the same idea does apply on that first verse, to the first, but I think back-to-back it might not work. That's what I'm saying, so. Okay? All right. Let's try it again one more time from the...
Come, little child, and together we'll learn of his commandments, that we may return home to his presence, to live in his sight.
Sing it right to the mic, because we need your voice. You got the melody there, okay? All right? Let's do that again one more time. That was really nice, okay? All right? Here we go one more time. Sing with really quick. Can you remember to breathe after we praise thee? Okay. Okay, let's try it.
There is a little piano interlude in there after.
Oh, that's right.
Are we cutting that, Jason?
I don't think so. Okay. We just cut that one out.
Okay.
Sorry, what?
Piano interlude.
We forgot about it?
Yeah.
There, yeah. So after songs with the like, no, it's okay, don't worry. So there's just a little bit before the clapping.
And
it is kind of weird timing, so.
And that is all the more reason to take the breath because they've extended the value of the word, of the note of light. They've tied it.
Okay.
And so that'll give you that renewed.
I haven't looked at the music.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. It's like, do we all know this? Yeah, I think we do. Yeah.
Do you want to start from the break when we praise thee and then you can kind of hear in between us and the entrance? Or.
Let's do that first. Uh-huh. Grateful. So watch me. I'm going to kind of conduct you this time. Ready? Go.
She's got the higher note.
Okay. Ready? Do it again, the two gladlys. Ready? That's good, yeah.
Air and a prayer.
So it's a wind instrument. You're playing a wind instrument, and you got to use air to produce it. So be sure you get that breath, okay? All right? Are we still?
You have 5 minutes.
Okay. So shall we try the whole thing together? Let's just kind of put it together as a
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Daisy, my favorite part of watching you sing is when you smile. Naturally.
Yes.
When you smile naturally when you're singing.
Okay.
Lot to remember, huh?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna do it though.
Thank you.
That's okay.
I was nudging you with
the comma's in a different place.
Yeah.
That's okay. But you did it. At least you know you can do it. Start. I loved it when you both just, you know, think loud, forte, okay, on that last verse. That's just so nice. Okay. Can you give them just 2 minutes or 3 minutes or something?
Daddy's girl.
Because I'm adopted.
Oh, well, there you go.
Are you really? Wow.
You still got it from your mom. You know why? Because she's been singing in your home, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And you learned.
That's true. I do sing too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daisy, you have a great pitch recall. You got a really good ear.
She has a very good ear. I'm telling you that, Ellen.
You got 2 good ears.
Yeah, and it sounds so good when you sing it out like that. Don't be afraid of that, okay? All right.